Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
In the waters of baptism, Tom died with Christ and rose with him to new life. May he now share with him eternal glory. In baptism, Tom received the sign of the cross. May he now share in Christ's victory over sin and death.
Song number 673 in the green hymnal, Be Not Afraid. Song number 673.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your
stand before the power. death is at your side. Know that I am with you through it all. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. Blessed are your poor, for the kingdom shall be theirs. Blessed are you that weep and mourn, for one day you shall laugh. And if wicked men insult and hate you, all because of me, blessed, blessed are you.
Let us pray. Listen kindly to our prayers, O Lord, and as our faith in your Son, raised from the dead, is deepened, may our hope of resurrection for your departed servant Tom also find new strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings from Sacred Scripture.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations. My soul is deprived of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. I tell myself my future is lost, all that I hoped for from the Lord. The thought of my homeless poverty is wormwood and gall. Remembering it over and over leaves my soul downcast within me. But I will call this to mind as my reason to have hope. The favors of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercies are not spent. They are renewed each morning, so great is his faithfulness. My portion is the Lord, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Good is the Lord to one who waits for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good to hope in silence for the saving help of the Lord. A word of the Lord.
According to our sins does he
and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful.
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. The one who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. I am the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give a gift from the spring of life-giving water. The victor will inherit these gifts, and I shall be his God, and he will be my son. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. I want to welcome you all to the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. I'm Father Eli, the rector here, and a dear friend of Colleen's. And she reminded me, or mentioned to me, that some years ago, Tom would serve in this very church as an altar boy. So it's an honor that I can be here with you all today in this place where he first came to serve his Lord. But to you, Colleen, and Jess and Melissa, and David, Sarah and Wes, you beloved, very beloved grandchildren, Jordan, Reed, Nate, Eden, and Isaac, to Richard and Judy, Steve and Susan, Dan and Janet, Janelle and Mark, Laura and Eric, Karen, I want to include Bev, who shared so beautifully last night, and those of you, all of you here. On behalf of this parish family, our sincerest condolences. I know it was too quick. It was too sudden. Life too short. But that's not the end. You knew him well. A man of great kindness. A Marine. A firefighter. An amazing husband, a wonderful father, a man of wit and brilliance, who fed the hungry. That matters today. And most importantly, a man who loved fishing, I'm told. Yeah, okay, they're agreeing. I'm not going to share them now, but I got a few fishing jokes I want to share with you, Colleen, at some time. But the way I'm going to remember, since I didn't have a chance in this earth, the way I'm going to remember Tom is the end. And for all of us, no matter how we live our lives, what matters most is the end. How we go out. Hopefully we live good lives. But life is hard. How we go out is what matters. And we have this saying in this funeral liturgy, "For Tom, who died a death like Christ's." And I can't help but think of Tom in those last moments, last days, a man whose back had been burdened by service to others. Jesus fell 3 times on his last day on earth under the weight of a heavy cross. Imagine the pain in his back. Tom knew it very well, many years. Jesus died on that cross by asphyxiation. That's what happens in crucifixion. His lungs quit. So he had a back problem and a lung problem. And that's what my Savior, that's how he went out. But he came back And that little glimpse of heaven that you shared last night, that little bit of relief, remember that. The Lord was good to him, because he was good to his poor and to each and every one of you. As Colleen mentioned in her beautiful letter, in fact, you wrote the homily. I have it recorded from last night, so if you want a really good homily for this funeral, just listen, get Colleen's letter. I can't say any more. But you called for the sacrament of anointing so that all that sin could be washed away, so that the burden that Jesus carried and the life that he breathed out for us could be Tom's, right here at the end when it matters most. And so my word for you all in this finishes, the one who loved to rescue people from fires, I hear from the daughters even, the experience of this man has come to rescue me. And that's a noble life. But just a few days ago, the rescuer was rescued. At the weight of that cross, the sins that were forgiven, through your prayers and support, the anointing, he got the greatest gift possible. He's rescued from the weight of this world and from sin. And that's why that glimpse of heaven is true. That's what he sees now, from above, but yet so close. Not a million miles away, right here. No pain, total joy, still loving you. And saying, I want you to have the same thing. A beautiful death and rescue from this world and the difficulties of it. I pray that that grace lives for all of you for a long time. Tom, you served well. You loved life, even though it weighed down upon you. Well done. And now receive your eternal reward. Keep smiling, pain-free. And pray and send in love to these who love you so much. Rest in peace, Tom. Rest in peace. Please stand as we continue to pray, confident in the Lord's goodness for Tom, confident in his love for us. Your response is, Lord, hear our prayer.
For Tom, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that he may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our brother who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that he may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Tom need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, giver of peace and healer of souls, our rescuer, hear the prayers of the Redeemer Jesus Christ and the voices of your people whose lives were purchased by the blood of the Lamb. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated as the gifts are brought forward and the altar is prepared.
Song number 561 in the green hymnal. Go in peace. Song number 561.
There will be no more darkness. There is no more night, no more night. There will be no more sadness, only joy and light, joy and light. Lift your eyes beyond the hills and see.
Please stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Graciously accept this offering, O God, as a sign of our devotion, so that trusting in the designs of your providence, we may be raised up by your gentle and fatherly care through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as one alone he accepted death, so that we might all escape from dying. As one man he chose to die, so that in your sight we all might live forever. And so in company with the choirs of angels we praise you, and with joy we proclaim.
Is he who comes?
Please kneel or be seated, as is your custom. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim
your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember your servant Tom, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he, who was united with your Son in a death like his, may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
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 Please stand. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Please once again kneel or be seated. In just a few moments, Holy Communion will be distributed to Catholics who prepared themselves to receive Jesus in this way today. All others are welcome to come forward if you like for a blessing or a spiritual communion. Please indicate by crossing your arms in front of your chest. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Drawn to you. Drawn by the love that you have poured on us, we bring these gifts, work of our hands. You gather all we offer to ourselves, receive our in this place. Here for you, God, we are here for you. As the gifts we bring become a feast of grace, we are drawn to you. Drawn by the faith that you accept our gifts and sanctify what we have shared. To make us holy by this bread and wine, receive our prayer. Drawn to you, Lord, we are drawn to you, to the beauty of your presence in this place. Here for you, God, we are here for you. As the gifts we bring become a feast of grace, we are drawn to you. Drawn by the table you have laid for us, the welcome feast your heart prepares. The words now spoken that will make us one, receive our prayer. Drawn to you, Lord, we are drawn to you, to the beauty of your presence in this place. Here for you, God, we are here for you. As the gifts we bring become a feast of grace, we are drawn to you. Drawn to you.
Please stand and let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that your servant Tom, for whom we have celebrated this Paschal sacrament, may pass over to a dwelling place of light and peace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. before the final prayers, on behalf of Colleen and the whole family, I want to thank you for your presence here, for all your prayers and support. Keep sending them. Months ahead will be difficult, so stay close to one another. Keep supporting one another. You're all invited after we take Tom's body to the hearse out front. You're invited downstairs for a reception. Burial will take place tomorrow at noon at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother Tom in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Tom in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our brother forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Song number 553.
In the sure hope of the resurrection, we take leave of our brother. Let us go in peace.
Song number 614, How Great Thou Art. Song number 614.
I see the stars, I hear the sins my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Firemen will now perform the last call.